This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, listeners, it's your favorite Clue Crew.
We hope. We hope we're your favorite. God.
Is there another fucking your favorite.
Clue Crew?
If there is,
I will.
Does Scooby-Doo and those guys call themselves Clue Crew? Because if they do.
I will go to his wife's house.
You're going to go to Mrs. Do's house?
Mrs. Crew, I will make a scene.
But we have a special announcement for you.
It's a gift.
Are you sitting down? Stand up.
If
now
you're
lay
standing
down.
Up, sit down.
Now brush your teeth. Over. Now kill the president. Manchurian candidate.
If you love references like that, here's what you're going to want to do. You're going to want to subscribe.
Wait. Let's do a drum roll. Drum roll, drum roll, drum roll.
Drum roll.
To our Patreon.
Fireworks.
Excitement. Launching this January 2019. We're going to release a Patreon. It's going to be very similar to what you hear now on Hey Riddle Riddle, but something new. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be doing game shows. We're going to be doing road trip games. We're going to be having exclusive live content. We're going to do live streaming. We have all kinds of incredible stuff planned for you all. We're going to be releasing, I believe, every week something new.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be tons of content, special one-off events, and more of everything you love. So if you're into the hashtag JPSoHorny, or the hashtag keeping it real, or the hashtag,
adolescence.
It's all going to be included. It'll all be on the Patreon. And the best part about the Patreon, anybody can get it. Anybody can get full access for just five freaking bucks.
Hold on. I thought we said that only certain people would be allowed.
Oh, yes. You can only get it if, like, you're cool. You smoke a cigarette. You put it behind your ear. You punch a nerd. You can get it.
So go to Patreon. Look for our Patreon. If you find it, That means you're cool. If you don't, I'm so sorry. You can't subscribe.
Yeah, so just go to patreon.com/doughboys. Give us $5.
And our Patreon is only going to be $5. So for $5, you unlock all the content every month. Again, it's going to be something pretty special. Yeah,
some of our content is we're just going to mic me up, and you're going to hear me go into a store, try to make a return, and then lose my nerve.
Some of the content will be JPC mic'd up going to a cemetery. He's going to find someone he thinks might have hated him and then dab on their grave, and you will get to hear that.
You're going to hear the wind whip out past my arms as I dab. And we're going to do some special content for Adel as well. We are going to mic him up in his apartment and listen to 8.5 hours. Of silence.
If you want to donate more, you can donate more than $5, but $5 gets you everything, so please check that out. We're incredibly excited to show you all what we have in store, so please check it out. It might make a good holiday gift. Otherwise,
even though it's only coming out in January, so would you give some
Valentine's
of their
gifts.
Yeah,
Valentine's Day
gift? Yeah, well, but we want them in January.
Or for Arbor Day gift.
It's a President's Day gift.
So please check out our Patreon.
This is a sleepy, scary month, so you're gonna want to be irritated by us on another commute.
Really bundle up.
So join our Clue Crew. Check out our Patreon. Thank you so much.
We love you. Thank you.
We love you.
And now, an episode of Hey Riddle Riddle with your favorites, Apple to Dry, Karen Beef, and Stay Peaches.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was named Friday.
Riddle. It's Hey Riddle Riddle. I'm Adel Rafai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm drunk.
Oh, we're all drunk, except me, who is sober for 6 years. We are all having a great time because it's our end of year wrap-up episode.
They're going to play a little jingle.
Yeah,
there'll be a little jingle that goes there so we can talk and nobody can hear us. And back to us live. And of course, when we say end of the year wrap up, you probably already wrapped up some gifts because this is post-Christmas.
You probably unwrapped some gifts because this is post-Christmas.
What did I say?
You said wrapped up some gifts.
Can I talk to you over here?
Yeah, right over here.
Hey. Or you returned all the things.
Right over here.
Sorry, you were having a sidebar.
Big empty pit. Splunch.
What were your... Wait, what was that sound?
Splunch.
Splunch.
Yeah, it's...
That's a combination of what, two words?
No, it's when you fall into a big pile of lunch.
Oh. Like it's a splash and lunch.
Splashy,
it's a splash and a lunch.
Splashy, splashy, water, water. So we're going to do...
Adel, yeah, what was your favorite gift that you received this year?
My favorite gift was, I cannot believe that somebody got me a mandolin.
Nice.
And when I say mandolin, I mean the kitchen machine that plays country music.
Oh, yeah. No one knows what that means.
No one knows what it's like.
For sure. To be
the bad guy behind blue eyes. Aaron, what was your favorite gift for
probably,
Hanukkah?
The gift to be simple, the gift to be free.
Remember Aaron
that song?
Has morphed into the teacher from Charlie Brown.
No, I liked that someone agreed to kill JPC for free.
That's
usually a high
It's a good
cost.
Price. Yeah.
How much does it cost to kill someone? I'm asking because I want to kill someone.
Do you want it done right?
No, I want it like, okay. I want. What's the minimum amount of money?
$8,000.
$8,000?
$8,000. Yeah.
I would say dark web, $1,000.
You think you could get someone killed for $1,000?
If you're going to, like, pushing someone in front of a train or something, $1,000, easy. If you want, like, someone shot or poisoned, you're talking $8,000 to $50,000.
$8,000 to $50,000?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, if I could make $50,000 poisoning people, I would be poisoning people today. I'd be poisoning you too.
Did either of you ever watch Killing Eve?
No.
Mm-mm.
I want someone.
Are you trying to say Christmas Eve?
Yeah, I'm trying to say Christmas Eve, but I'm just confused.
Yeah. Yeah, and Aaron, you're being gaslit, right?
Yeah. I just want someone. I don't know.
What's Killing Eve?
It's a show.
Sandra Oh, right?
Yeah, Sandra Oh. And this, I don't know who she is, but she's this young actress, and she's brilliant. And it's like a game of cat and mouse. Of this woman who's trying to
Tom
catch
Cherry?
This, yeah, catch this assassin, and it's very good.
A game of moose and squirrel.
But she's very good at killing people, and I just wonder how expensive she is.
Interesting. I think if you're very good at it, I think you could get some like, you know, some little dock worker to go and whack somebody for $800. But,
but I'd have to go to the past first.
You have to go on the waterfront, and by that I mean go to the era that Ilya Kazan's movie was made.
But if you're like a professional assassin, I think you probably make good money. Have you ever seen the movie Gross Point Blanc with John Cusack?
With Matt LeBlanc and the Pointer Sisters.
And Dan Aykroyd.
Terry Gross, the Pointer Sisters, and Matt LeBlanc.
Oh, brother.
It's a shit show.
It's very bad.
We got to make that poster.
What was my favorite gift? Yes, wonderful that I was asked. Good to be considered a friend.
I forgot what we were even talking about.
My favorite gift that I received this year is I got like a Google Home, like a whatever that I can say. Like Google, turn my lights on.
Smart house?
It's a hub, yeah, Google Hub. But I got like smart lights linked to it, and I got one of the ones that changes colors. So I can say like, Google, put on a light for me to fuck too.
That's inappropriate.
Okay, I can say, Google, put on a light for me to that shows greed.
Too late, calling the cops.
No. Google,
you set music to fuck to.
Disengage my fuck light. but I can.
Oh,
I can.
No, that's
the song of 2019.
No.
Disengage my fuck
Dead
light.
Dead stop. That's a new Daft Punk single. Disengage my fuck light.
Disengage my fuck light. But yeah, it's really cool. It can like change colors, and you can like set presets. So you can say like Google, make it stormy in here. And
is it
like,
necessary to say set presets, or can you just say you can preset?
You can preset.
You do such a flirty voice with Google. Google.
I accidentally. They were like, do your voice test, and I was like, hey Google.
Oh, that reminds me. Earlier in the year, we're gonna play some of our favorite moments, or maybe some moments that were cut. It's gonna be a lot of stuff that was cut for air. Remember?
No. It's a lot of it is stuff you already heard.
Remember earlier in the year, this never made it onto the show, but remember when we had that scene, speaking of, where Aaron, you were Google Home, mm-hmm. and JPC, you were taking Google Home out on a date?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. What was that? That was in like late August, I believe.
Of 94? Yep. That's how long we've been recording the show.
That scene. Can we have a sound effect like a bloop, 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 bloop?
Oh, yeah.
Well, now it's that.
I'm sure we'll have some bloops when we go back to our previous clips.
Right, and ready. Well, this is my place.
Oh, really? Just here in the middle of this block?
Yeah, thank you for walking me Google Home.
Oh, I'd love to see you again.
Google Kiss?
I'm sorry? Oh, yeah, I'll Google Kiss.
Googling Kiss.
Oh, no, it's easy. Just all you
How to Kiss on YouTube.
No, okay.
Kiss,
hey,
the band.
I know how to do Kiss, the band.
Hey, Kiss. Kissing. Kissing is fun and wet.
Okay, Google. Maybe we could try to do a kiss.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm not really looking for anything serious.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, I guess we're still early, but I was kind of, I guess, maybe hoping that this could turn into something serious or...
Googling
Siri
something.
On.
No,
Siri
not on. Siri.
Siri on.
No,
Siri, Siri is here.
Google, don't
Google
turn...
Google and Siri together.
Why so Siri us? Ha 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 ha. Heath Ledger died.
Siri is my friend. She's going through a hard time. Do you have anyone we could set her up with?
I'm looking for someone. I will describe who I am looking for. 6'11", 150 pounds.
That's so
Slender
tall.
Man. Slender man. Slender man.
That's so tall for those proportions.
I want to fuck, I'm Slender man. I want to fuck, I'm Slender man.
Look, yeah, I don't really know anyone that looks like that, and I don't think that that's, you know, that's actually kind of a dangerous thing for you to want to get involved with, Siri.
Okay, Google, no more judging.
No, I'm not judging, look.
Put down the gavel.
Okay, you know what? Google, Siri, I don't think I'm into this anymore. I think maybe good night and good luck to
Googling.
Both.
Googling, good night and good luck.
No.
David Strathairn.
And George Clooney. A movie.
Black and white. Cigarettes and...
A pretentious movie.
I think it won an Oscar.
Google Kiss?
Same.
Wow, yeah.
We'll probably never air that one.
No, I mean, we obviously had to cut that because of what happened with Google.
Yeah,
man.
God, it's hot. It's August and it's so hot.
Wow, we sounded like babies.
Mm-hmm. I was blonde then.
Oh, yeah. I remember your blonde face.
When I was blonde.
Yeah, remember when you came in to record once blonde and we paused and we would not talk or record with you until you went and dyed your hair in the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I was blonde in high school and it did not look good. People did not care for
you
it.
You died blonde, right?
Died blonde.
I'd love to see that photo.
And you were buried blonde?
Yeah. You know what? We'll post it on the Instagram.
Do you really have photos of you with blonde hair?
Yeah. I was blonde. I was Joanna and Sweeney Todd. So I was blonde.
Did you do high school theater?
I was Joanne in Fabrics.
I liked that so much.
That sucks. That sucks.
That is the funniest thing.
I was going to say we could all post photos of ourselves in high school.
I was in Bye Bye Birdie. I was Mr. McAfee. I was in Robin Hood the musical. I was Robin. That's about it.
I was in Peter Pan. I was Captain in a Hook.
Oh, of course you were. Did you have a handlebar mustache?
Yeah. No, I think I had a drawn on like pencil thin mustache.
If you haven't Google imaged JPC yet, he looks like Captain Hook.
Did you have a bunch of moments where backstage you would take the hook and mime jerking off because that was funny?
No, but I did take my good hand and jerked off a mime.
Oh, no.
All been trained in the God. Subtle art of no but improv. So if you haven't picked up on it, it is our end of the year episode, and all of 2018 riddles, we've all thrown them in the trash. The riddles are gone. We don't have any fresh riddles. So what we are doing is we are going to do an entire episode where we look back at some of our favorite riddles that we did this year.
They were maybe lost to the vault.
Oh, yeah. So we have
to the Disney vault specifically. That thing is ruthless.
We actually put a bunch of episodes in the Disney vault, and then we were like, hey, I think we shared a vault with you in Disney, and the guy was just like stone-faced and he kept pushing us out.
What's in the Disney vault? We're talking in the Mound. We're talking.
Is that a Disney movie? Sure. So we are going to be throwing back to some of our favorite riddles. A lot of them are riddles that people have written in saying that they really wanted us to put into this clip show. So thank you if you've sent in emails. If you haven't sent in emails, don't worry. What I just said was fake. that's kind of the year-end wrap-up for us. Adel, I know We've come such a long way. This podcast has been going on since what? August? The end of August.
KJ, can you play some really nostalgic music under this? Thank you.
And I'll just sing The Freshman by The Verb. Adel, what was one of your favorite riddles that we did this year on the show?
Oh, let's go to one of the warm-up riddles that we had to cut, because something went a little bit wrong.
Bloop, 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 bloop.
Look, Aaron swam to the surface.
God, Aaron, she can breathe
ready
underwater.
To go back in time for that clip?
Oh, yeah,
clip?
Sorry.
She can hold her breath so well. Bloop, 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 bloop.
Okay, here's a warm-up riddle. I can be long or short. I can be grown or bought. I can be painted or left bare. What am I?
A butt.
I was going to say a peanuts.
Oh.
What is a peanuts?
Best friends.
Butts and peanuts. Butts and peanuts.
Beep, 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 boop, 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 boop. Keep going.
Get
beep,
your
beep,
butts.
Bop, keep beep, going. Bop, beep, boop, beep. I actually thought that they were called peanuts for like 28 years.
That's adorable.
Yeah.
Buy us some peanuts.
Hair.
Butt hair. Penis hair.
Not far off.
Oh, taint.
I can
face.
What's not far from the butt and the penis?
I can be long or short. I can be grown or bought. I can be painted or left bare.
Oh, Warhammer 40K minis.
No, it's left bare. Remember when Katy Perry had those two bears on either side of her? And there was left bare?
Oh, yeah, left bare. Oh, that's a joke from this year. a wall. To paint.
So you think a wall can be long or short?
Yeah, short
I can
wall.
Be long or short. I can be grown or bought. I can be painted or left bare. What am I?
Weed.
Flower.
It's weed.
Cigarette weed?
You're busted. You're fucking busted. I'm an undercover cop. This is my partner. Her name is Maurice Delacroix.
And I'm lazy.
She's not going to take out her badge because she is lazy, but my badge should suffice for both of us. JPC, we've been watching you and posing as podcast host for 3 years now.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, guess what, motherfucker? I'm DEA. Desks, energy, and American values.
The pregnant pause in between all three words shows that you were recalling it from memory.
Uh-huh. And I've been watching both of you. I've been monitoring you for un-American activity, use of desks, and low energy.
Sacre bleu. Was I French?
Maurice Delacroix?
Yeah,
I'd say French.
You are French. And guess what, motherfuckers? It's me.
Shouldn't Aaron get a guess what, motherfuckers?
Oh, I'm sorry.
To pattern.
And guess what, motherfuckers?
Maurice.
I had nothing.
Aaron, say you're from Interpol.
No.
Aaron.
It's into that.
Aaron, say you're from Interpol.
Oh, I'm going to go with, no. I'm from Interpol.
Do you guys want to hear this joke that someone told me the other day that I laughed so hard at? Anyway, it's a knock-knock joke. But
nothing better than secondhand jokes.
Aaron, you start.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Hold on just a minute. I have nothing to finish this. scary.
The answer is fingernails.
What?
We were doing a
painting them. Gosh, we can't air this because something went wrong.
Because you said you can't air this. Now
well,
it's cut.
Fuck, we just blew that whole fun warm-up riddle.
It was perfect up until you said we can't air this.
Can we have a show meeting?
Pernitz.
Yeah.
Can we have a show meeting real quick?
Mm-hmm.
A sheeting?
Can we all do a sidebar?
Yeah, let's do a sidebar, Aaron.
Okay, I'm going to have a Moscow Mule.
I'm going to do an old-fashioned over here, some lime. Mm-hmm. Aaron, can we have a quick sidebar?
Yeah, let's have a sidebar. Okay.
Adel's dead weight.
Okay.
He's weighing us up.
I completely agree. I'm on your side. Hey, Adel, can we do a sidebar?
Great. Yeah, of course.
JPC is dead weight. I think we got to get him out of here.
Oh, I totally agree. You know, I was concerned I was dead weight.
Oh, no.
Hey, JPC, can we do a sidebar?
Absolutely.
You and I are dead weight.
Yeah, we're dead weight. We're trash, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we should.
And Aaron, can I do a sidebar with you real quick? Of course, Aaron. Aaron, you are killing it. I like your hair today. Well, thank you. You look, I don't know, there's something about you. Hey, do you want to go out sometime? Oh, my gosh. You don't, what?
And when there's only one set of footprints in the sand, that's when Aaron was carrying herself and the show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just was kissing myself. What were we talking about?
Yeah, we obviously had to lose that.
We had to lose that one because of the James Brown reference at the end.
Yeah.
For a lot of reasons.
Yeah, for a lot of reasons we had to lose that James Brown reference.
My favorite riddle of the year was the one that JPC read perfectly.
Oh, yeah.
Do
there
remember?
Was such
oh,
great yeah. enunciation.
My one take riddle.
And he just, like, you could feel every... And he, syllable.
It was like a Shakespearean. It was, yeah, it's like watching Mark Rylance do Twelfth Night.
Are you prepared? Yes.
Why? Yes. Why are you wearing pantaloons? Put that skull down.
What is wet, but never sipped? Perchance, it grazes a woman's lips. A man would take it in his mouth.
No.
A dog would hold, but spit it out. Leather bound and full of pricks. Minnie would call this a dick. What am I and wherefore found? In the mouth of man, woman, or hound. What do you guys think?
Talking about dogs giving blowjobs?
His dogs give a blowjob.
Wait a minute. Wait. We're not done.
I'm sorry. Look, I got every line in that riddle perfect, okay? Mm-hmm. The fact that it couldn't go on the show was insane. I thought, you know.
It couldn't go on the show, but it did go on.
I mean, it's on the best of. It's on our best of for the year.
Oh, this is the best of?
It is now because we put some of the best stuff on there. My dog blowjob riddle had everything. It had things for good for girls and boys.
It had
the boys had dogs. It was mysterious. Oh my God. It was good. Okay, fine. You know what? Some of my best stuff you'll never hear because you got to shut me down.
We appreciate you and we love you.
And thank you for using your traditional Chicago accent for once.
You know what? You guys are so wrong if you think I'm not going to use my Chicago accent on the show. You know what? For the rest of the show, I'm using my real voice.
If I walk into a store and something falls off and I then have to pay for it, what would you say?
Get out of my store, you piece of shit.
I have to ask, what voice did you use for Captain Hook? And can you give us a little sample?
Oh, man. I think honestly, I just used like a generic pirate voice.
Well, we got to hear that.
Like what?
Boop, 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 boop.
Ah, Peter Pan. You think you're all that in a bag of chips.
Hey, JPC, get out of the bathroom. Stop running your lines in the mirror. You're on in 3 seconds.
I'm on it. Okay. Hey, boys. It's all downhill from...
JPC, we need you to get out of the elementary school. We need you to go back to the high school. You need to get on stage. You are late. Peter Pan has come to Neverland.
Peter Pan, I've been tracking you.
We need
you
to get out of this Chulasco. You need to put down the peanut butter.
Okay, this is not.
That is not your peanut butter. You need to go.
I'm gonna take one more bite.
Back to the high school. One more bite, then back to the high school. You are an hour late for your entrance.
Okay. So it's a game of swords, is it, Peter Pan? Well, I can play a game like that.
JPC, you need to stop dueling with your penis at the urinal. You need to get back into the high school.
The penis always wins.
You're done.
The penis mightier than the sword.
I'm flying.
Bloop, 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 bloop. How do we get a clip of me in high school?
We can go back to anything. And watch this. Bloop, bloop, bloop. Right, yeah, I see that. I'm an orphan. Bloop, bloop, bloop. See, we can go back to anything.
What the fuck did I just see?
Oh, we can go back to anything. Bloop, 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 bloop.
That's a dinosaur. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
The first sighting of a dinosaur. Let's.
We promised that we would use this power to investigate some of the best riddles that we did throughout the year. Aaron, what was your favorite riddle that we did this year?
The one that I had a hard time saying because some of the words were too big, but I loved it. And I mean, you got it very quick. This riddle is called "Picture the Tourists." I have a manual focus camera, said Sherman Shutterbug to his friend Sal as they sat next to each other on a tour bus. Mine is autofocus, replied Sal. It's much quicker because the camera measures the distance to whatever I'm photographing and focuses automatically. Then I think we'd better change places, said Sherman. Why?
They were both sitting next to pretty woman that they would never be able to talk to because they're freaking camera nerds. And they had to switch places because they both pissed in their pants and they couldn't smell like their own piss because that drives women away.
They were on a double-decker bus, but they were up on the up top part and it was raining and their cameras were getting ruined?
No.
One of them had big old bug eyes and one of them had tiny little beady eyes, and their cameras only work for certain types of eyes.
The camera was the mother.
Mm-hmm. She stood on a block of ice. Hey.
Mm-hmm. Bop, dude, bop, dude, bada.
Sherman Shutterbug? Is that his person's name?
2 more minutes and we still qualify as getting it pretty quick.
Well, quick for us. Quick for us takes 50 to 20 minutes, 2 improv scenes, and us yelling at each other.
Speaking of quick for us, let's take a break to hear from our sponsor, Nestle Quick Chocolate Milk.
quick, drink your chocolate milk.
What's happening in your quicker words?
What's happening in your quicker words?
I'm going to give you hints.
Okay, I would love some hints.
Did Sherman want to change places so that he could get better pictures for himself? No. Was Sherman originally sitting next to a window? Yes. Was the window open? No.
The window was tinted.
Oh, is it tinted window? Is it?
The blind was closed.
Is it nighttime?
Window was cracked.
I will tell you, this answer is deeply unsatisfying. This feels like episode one.
Is it sex with Adol? Boom! Whoa. And he dribbles to the... He dribbles and he dribbles and he dunks it.
Joke's on you, I've never fucked.
Dribbles and he dribbles and he dunks it.
I'm a dribble, dribble, dunk. Boy. So, no. But seriously, was it sex with me?
Yes. But the answer to this riddle is Sal's camera focused by measuring the distance to the object in front of it, which would be the window of the bus. Sal's pictures of objects outside the bus would therefore be badly out of focus, but autofocus does not work when the distance is very small. Sherman wants Sal to sit close to the window so that the camera would ignore it and focus for great distance and would take good pictures. All I know is these dudes are freaking nerds, and I wouldn't talk to them if you gave me $1 million because they're freaking nerds.
Okay, Aaron, let's see a scene where Adol and I are two freaking nerds on the bus.
We've each paid you $500,000, thereby completing your transaction.
And now you are forced to talk to us.
Excuse me. Hello.
Hello.
You have the skin of a woman, and we have... no, I did it again.
It's okay, Sherman.
I did it again. No, Eugene, I did
you're
it.
You're really confident that I'm not wearing a skin coat.
I'd wear a skin coat if you wanted me to. Mm-hmm. Not like a condom.
Did you know that my family's Sherman, coat of arms is a broadsword covered in eagles?
Uh-huh.
I'm a 14th generation Scottish.
What do you do for a living?
Oh, I'm a serial killer. That's why I said the thing about the skin coat. I kill people.
Mm-hmm. Well, you wound me, m'lady.
Ask me what my favorite way to kill is.
What's your favorite way?
A stab. We're having fun.
I'm sorry, I ate a peanut and I have a peanut allergy.
You have a what allergy?
I have a peanut allergy.
A what allergy?
Peanut allergy.
A what allergy?
I have a peanut allergy.
A pea sniff allergy?
Well, you shouldn't have this Peter Pan I have in my bag.
Oh, you know.
You have the High School Musical Peter Pan in your bag?
It's a High School Musical.
Can we see it?
Mm-hmm. I got a crow.
Not that damn crocodile. Oh, wow. That was that's beautiful.
I am a lost boy. Yo, everybody knows my name. I'm a lost boy. Getting lost is my game. I'm the one who goes, Rufio.
Lost boy roll call.
Who's on the roll call?
Well, my name is Mikey, and I'm here to say I am a lost boy almost every day.
Well, we're the twins. We're Franz and Spitz. We're lost boys, and we're the shit.
I'm Tinkerbell, and I'm super green. My butt makes magic powder, it seems. I'll see you later. I need attention. That's what I do. I need attention.
Well, I'm TikTok. I'm a crocodile. Clock in my belly for a little while.
Well, my name's Shaq. I'm the lost boy in basketball. If you see me on the court, you better go along.
My name is Sweetness, number 34. Chicago Bears going to war.
Wendy, darling, I like playing basketball. I got two little brothers, but I like playing basketball.
Same.
Yeah, we obviously had to cut most of that out because...
And it went for another 11 yeah, minutes.
It went for quite a deal longer. We went through a lot of the most famous of the Lost Boys, but there were several copyright infringement that we hit. We hit a bunch of inflammatory characterizations of celebrities.
How good was my Tinkerbell rhyme, though, huh? Oh,
pretty bad.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, I blacked out.
Let's go ahead and take a quick break. And try and gather some more of our favorite unheard moments from the year. We'll be right back with more Hey Riddle Riddle Year in Review.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. you know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people can actually see that. Sometimes I, like the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop
crying.
Me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, it's in shaving. Okay, you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach.
Huh. Okay, that was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands. Mm-hmm.
And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to
be able to.
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another.
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned? Or
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're back.
So just remember, if you heard that last ad, go to buysnakes.com. You can send snakes to anywhere in the world for $1 a snake.
Whoop, 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 whoop. That was one of our cut ads because business went over. So
buysnakes.com was a fraud business. It turns out the snakes that they were sending were conflict snakes.
And I invested $50,000 of my parents' money in that company.
Mm. Yeah, so I put $40,000 of my own dad's money into that business.
And Adol,
do you have one? Maybe
did you
one?
Put money
did
in
you put any money in
to the business?
To buysnacks.com.
I accidentally invested in buysnacks.com.
Oh, and now you're rich. Oh, I love snacks. What are some of your favorite snacks?
Oh, I like kettle corn a lot. Oh. I like puppy chow, but I think it's like a regional term, maybe.
No, yeah, it's
some call them like muddy buddies or something.
Yeah,
puppy chow is what.
I'm sorry, what part of the country calls it muddy buddies?
I've heard people call it that.
The ass of the country.
Make sure those states aren't states anymore.
Yeah, if you call it Muddy Buddies, you can't vote.
You hear that, Louisiana?
Oh, no.
Go fuck yourself.
No.
I'm comfortable taking that stand. Louisiana can go fuck itself.
No.
If you think Louisiana doesn't call Puppy Chow Muddy Buddies, you're fucking fooling yourself.
Remember when Bobby Boucher showed up in the third quarter and the Muddy Buddies won the water bowl?
I got to hike 13 miles back to Lafayette.
I would say that, like, I'm not a big snack guy. I don't really love chips. Don't really love popcorn or anything like that. But if I have to snack, and I'm not a big fan of salty food, but if I have to snack, I like something like chocolate.
We're different.
Oh, really?
I love salty stuff.
Yeah, salty is where it's at.
I want chips. I want guacamole. I want popcorn. I want pretzels. Or I want a cold peppermint patty from the freezer.
Mm. I want an ice cold Pepsi, and I want it to be fresh.
Mm-hmm. The way you just spoke reminded me that ice cold Pepsi reminded me of some of the outtakes. Not too long ago, we did a character called Boston Baked Bane. which was a really fun play.
Yes.
Where we imagined a world in which Bane was from Boston.
And Aaron,
who played that part.
Let's just do, and we all took turns, but let's just hear a few of the outtakes that didn't make it to the episode of Boston Baked Bane.
Yeah, these were cut for time, mm-hmm. not for content.
Gotham, it's so good to see you, Gotham. How are you? I'm the mayor now, I guess. I don't know. I've never read a book. I'm Bane. How are you? I'm not from a legacy family like the Kennedys, but I'm going to try my best for you. Gotham, what's going on? Gotham, go Sox? Huh? Go Sox. Fuck Batman. Go Sox. And
again, these were just several little catchphrases that were cut. Were cut. Some monologues, but a few.
Some of them were longer.
You parked the car at Harvard Yard. I was born in it.
Oh, what's wrong? Broke your back?
Victory has defeated you, Chicago Cubs.
Lobster rolls. The North End. Quincy Market. The Red Line. Charlie Cards.
What a rich vein.
And we definitely remember all the things we said before and the additional content.
Do you all remember that riddle that I read that one time?
You'll have to be more specific.
Here we go. Here's a riddle. Two naturalists were walking in the country. They were both keen to protect the environment and to conserve nature and wildlife. One said to the other, "I was impressed by the way that you hit that bird." The second replied, "Yes, it was good, but not as good as that large bird that you hit earlier." What were they talking about?
Golf, my dear boy. You call a golf shot a bird. And if it's really good, it's an eagle. And if it's really good, it's a bird.
So are you rich?
Oh, yes. Actually, all of my uncles are golf course superintendents, so I'm freaking rich.
Do you want the answer?
Yes.
Yeah, the answer was I grew up with money.
The two men were assholes who beat up nature. One man had punched a bird, the other had later kicked a bird.
Now, hold on. I don't think so.
Sorry?
Two men can't be assholes.
Here, I'll show you the answer.
If I know anything about men, is that they can't be assholes.
Wow. The two men were assholes. One kicked a bird and one beat up a bird.
I mean, let me take a look at this.
Okay. I mean, I'll give you the thing. It's the bottom right-hand corner.
I don't know why you're both doubting me.
They were two golfers.
Wait a second. Let me see that.
Okay, let's double check our work. Obviously,
two men were assholes. Can
I see that GPC?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's some sort of disconnect
here.
This
is like Tom Riddle's diary.
The two men were assholes. One kicked a bird. The other was a golfer. Why is that now happening? Aaron, let's take a second look.
Okay, here we go.
Get another opinion.
The two men were assholes. No, I'm kidding. They were two golfers. In golf, how do you say this? Parlance?
Parlance.
One.
Oh, I hate parlance.
JBC, we need you to get off the show, Hey Riddle Riddle. We need you to get back to the high school in the past.
One had hit a birdie, one under par, mm-hmm. and the other, an eagle, two under par.
This riddle's so easy because it's about one of my favorite things in the world, which is golf.
I want to see a scene.
Mm-hmm.
And Adel, you are JPC's son, and JPC, you're passionate about golf, and you just are. You really want your son to care about that interest and have it be shared.
Stop embarrassing me.
It's 4:30 in the morning, Brian. There's no one else out here. There's no one to be embarrassed. It's just you and your old dad.
It's just when you wake me up in the morning by standing on my bed and saying "dab on your haters' grave, Fortnite."
Yeah,
I don't even know what those words are.
Well, Brian,
it's 2047.
Look,
everyone says crunch butts upside down.
Not your dad. Okay, your dad does things. Look around us. Look where we are. We're in nature. Your dad does things a little differently. Okay.
See?
If I hadn't left my laser pistol back in the car, that person would be toast right now because of the resource wars.
I hate that we can turn people into toast.
Yes.
I mean, I'll eat it because we need the nutrients.
We need to eat it because toast is the most nutritious of any food here in the future, which is the present.
Dad,
yes,
can I
Brian?
Ask you something?
Yes?
Did you ever play Captain Hook in a high school production?
Brian, that was a world to go. Oh no,
crunch
Brian, the sickness. The sickness has taken you too. Oh no, my sweet boy. Doctor, is there a doctor on the course? It's a golf course. There's got
to
be a doctor.
What can I do to help you?
My son, he has the bwub-bwubs.
Oh, crunch butt upside down.
Laser toast.
A delicious toast all of a sudden.
Oh, man, yeah. And I asked us to cut that specifically from the episode because I do plan on naming my son Brian, and I did not want to spoil that name. I guess it's out there now.
And you wanted to name your son Brian because the Dog on Family Guy?
Yeah, I wanted to name my full name, Brian, the Dog on Family Guy, Patrick Cohen. That's his full name.
Do you want kids?
Yes.
Not your own.
Not my own. I want kids.
You ever walking around the mall, you see a kid, you want to pick it up, run with it?
No, I want kids
to
build.
Honestly, yeah. If I'm being honest, yes.
I will. I have spent a lot of time with like friends' kids, and I think that like more and more as I get older, I'm like, oh yeah, I could see myself having kids. They're adorable for like the little bursts that I see them. But you know, there's all the things like picking up their poop and having to cook the poop and eat the poop. All that stuff that I don't want to do.
Do you want kids, Adel?
I don't think I do.
Okay.
I think I would like to be like an
you would
uncle
like to?
Or something. I'd like to.
I don't want kids, but
I'd like to spoil a kid. Like I'd like to, like kids, a nice place to visit. Don't want to live there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
You want to go on vacation to kids?
I want to go to kids.
Going on vacation to kids sounds awful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Aaron, what about you, kids?
I don't know. They're so expensive. Also, I've spent a lot of my time in my 20s in like full-time childcare.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like I have a very realistic
you
view.
You're not too old for that.
Not as a possible. Job. Not as a job. You have been at full-time childcare, correct?
Yeah, I need a babysitter. Yeah. What if I choke on my lollipop? And what if
nappy?
I watch too much TV? Yeah, I just feel like I have a realistic view of how impossibly hard it is to have babies.
Oh, yeah, it's hard and expensive.
Kids are constantly trying to die. Mm-hmm. That's sort of their thing, is they're always trying to die. But I don't know. Their faces are really squishy, and I kind of want to eat their faces.
Speaking of kids, I think that we should travel back to one of our lost episodes. This is one.
Oh, when the podcast used to be about solving the puzzles and riddles in the TV show Lost?
So this episode, you're probably going to notice, has a pretty big glaring audio flare in it. But we're going to go back to it anyway because this is one of our favorite segments. It is a return to Swan Lumps and our old friend J.P. Riddles. Bloop, 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 bloop.
Mr. Riddles.
All right, Mr. Riddles, can I ask you something?
Oh, you gather around, children, and I'll just tell
can
you.
Can I ask you something?
Yes, you there in the front. Mm-hmm.
If it's not Penny's boat, whose boat was it?
Shut up. You shut up. And you, no more questions
what's
out of you.
The smoke monster?
Shut up.
Mr. Whittles.
Blonde girl, although that does not look like a good hair color for you. I recommend fixing that. It's not going to go well for you,
hey,
sweetie.
Hey, Mr. Whittles, calm down. She didn't diet. She was frightened.
All right. Calm down, front teeth.
Mr. Whittles, do you like being our babysitter?
Now, do I like being your babysitter? Did I need the money? Both the answer to both those questions are no. As you know, I do have a considerable amount of money that being held by the federal government until I can prove that I'm a human person.
Oh, can you read us a chapter from one of your famous books while we all indulge in a 12-ounce bottle of Surge?
Yes, you can now.
Mr. Whittles, what were the numbers that Desmond had to type into the
Why don't we just read one of my books, okay? Enough of these fucking questions about a show I only saw four seasons of, okay?
And Mr. Whittles, why don't you have kids of your own?
Why don't I have kids of my own?
Kids in the neighborhood say you got a broke dick. Yeah. They say that dick don't work. That
kids in the neighborhood said that you spent the better part of the year trying to make a puppet come alive to be your son.
Okay, well,
some people say puppet, some people say puppy.
The answer to that question is in Swan Lumps 276. A lump in the back of the goat.
Oh, no.
No.
Do you want to hear the story or not? Okay. This is it's the only autobiographical Swan Lumps I ever wrote.
Sissy. Mm-hmm. That's a blank journal.
Uh-oh.
Now, do you kids want to hear it? Swan Lumps 276, the lump in the back of the goat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all right. Yeah, but Mr. Whittles, you're covered in crumbs. You're just covered head to toe in crumbs.
These are not crumbs. These are sequins from a sweatshirt I ate.
Will you promise when you say back of the goat that you don't say it in the voice of Adam Sandler?
I will not promise that I won't say back of the goat.
Because last time you said,
all right,
there's
shut up
a
now.
Lump in the back of the goat.
Shut up. Now, here's what's going on in your back of the goat. All right. It was a dark and stormy St. Patrick's Day morning when a little kid, let's just call him Billy.
That's my name.
Oh, is it? Good. Well, Billy and his dumbass little sister, who had a bad dye job and an even worse personality, came and bothered old, let's just call him J.P. Reynolds.
Why did Boone have to die? He was so handsome.
Now, he had just finished eating a sweet sweatshirt. And, oh, boy, he had them sequin crumbs dribbling all down his chest. And they asked him a bunch of bullshit questions about how he spent, 18 months trying to make a puppet come to life. And eventually he shoved a little puppy's organs in the puppet and tried to push it all together and make that live. But, you know, that didn't work out so well for old J.P. Reynolds. And so he put out a bulletin board ad and said, I'd like to watch everyone's kids. And I charged $9 and those fucking asshole parents haggled him down to $7.50 an hour, which he can't live on, but they were like, you know, what is life for a man like you? And anyway, he used that entry point to sneak into that house, and oh, he stole all the toothpaste and medicine pills that he could, and he shoved them down his mouth, and he ate those things, and he chewed them all up, and it gave him super strength. And then he took all the couch cushions and he taped them to his body so the police bullets couldn't get him, and he walked into a bank and he said, I'll have all the money in the bank. And ting, ting, ping, ping. Oh, they shot him and it hurt. Oh, it hurt. It went right through those couch cushions and old J.P. Reynolds died. He died and he cursed those damn kids, Billy and Bad Dye
Job. We got to J.P. Riddle's funeral where a relative is speaking.
J.P. Riddles has faked his death more than any man I know. It's almost weekly. So, I'm going to keep reading the speech I've read every time.
I have a few things to say.
A ghost!
It's the puppet boy with the puppy organs.
As an ambulatory puppet with puppy organs, I feel like I knew J.P. Reynolds better than anyone. He was a terrible man.
Crunch in the butt! What was it?
Crunch in the butt?
What was the thing?
I don't know what you're talking about. We're in present day. Why would I know a future phrase? I mean, it's probably something cool like crunch but upside down.
I think I knew J.P. Riddles better than anyone.
Oh, hey, J.P. Riddle.
No, my name is John Patrick Cohen. I'm the author of the very popular J.P. Riddles books, where there exists a world where a character named J.P. Riddles writes a popular series of books called Swan Lumps.
Oh, like Lemony Snicket did?
Oh, is this like a Lemony Snicket thing?
Oh, I missed J.P. Riddles. I'm going to be honest with you.
I don't know. I hate him.
Also, has anyone drawn J.P. Riddles yet?
I, I've heard, and this is folklore, common folklore, that he cannot be drawn because the visage that you would draw would be so dreadful that it would chill your very wine.
I heard that a lot of times that local kids, you know, when they're going to the prom, will pick up J.P. Riddles on the side of the road, and he's in a full white dress, and he'll say he just needs to be dropped off. And when you pass a certain house, he'll disappear. Then you go up to the house, you knock on the doorbell, and the mom comes to the door, and mm-hmm. she says, daughter died 100 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, you heard that from a bunch of kids, huh?
Or maybe you said it. And maybe somebody wrote in and said, if the daughter died 100 years ago, how old's that mom?
So
answer is 114.
Whenever I'm walking past, because, you know, Chicago's a big walking city. Whenever I'm walking past a school and I see kids.
Big, say the whole thing. It's a big walking Phoenix city.
It's a big walking Phoenix city. We love his work.
We love her.
I'm with her.
I'm with her, the movie.
But I'm walking by a school and I see kids out playing. I always gather them around and I say, what are the stories? What is the gossip? Tell me the secrets that are
the scuttlebutt.
What's the news? Tell me what's happening for all the children in the school, and they give me their secrets and I go and I pass them on to adults. I'm like a Johnny Appleseed, but not.
But there are folk songs about me.
He plants seeds. I steal the mouth words from kid. Does that make sense? You know, it's been quite a year. Been quite a year.
KJ, and, the nostalgia music.
Oh yeah, KJ, the nostalgia music. Thank you, letters. And I have very much enjoyed the year that I've spent with you. And that is
you're only looking at Aaron.
Yes, you'll get one too, asshole.
Right.
Shut your fucking mouth. You'll get one. I very much enjoyed the time I spent with you, Aaron. Thank you so much. Thank you for your riddles and thank you for your honesty. Addle, hey.
Sorry, I was walking out the door. What's up?
No, keep going. Keep walking out that door and walk into the driveway. And there you will see a brand new Lexus.
Oh, my God. I wanted that.
What's that?
Can I have that?
No, you got a compliment.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. No.
What year is this?
What's that?
What year is this?
Why, it's Christmas Day, young man.
Uh-oh.
This is the 1921 Lexus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just two horses pulling a sign that says Lexus. Yeah. Well, we hope you had a good time hearing all the cut for air or quality Buzzies and Riddies. We wanted to still release an episode, even though it is the holiday season. We wanted to make sure that if you're traveling, that you still had an episode to listen to. So if you do us a huge favor over the holidays, if you're still at home, tell a family member, tell a friend, tell a neighbor about Hey Riddle Riddle, and enjoy yourself. God damn it.
Yeah, and especially if they have different political views than you. Get into a heated political argument, then stop it and say, hey, one thing we can both agree on, hey, riddle, riddle. And they'll say, what is that? And then, you know, just put that on and listen to 16 episodes and have the time of your life.
One thing I want to mention before we get into our final goodbyes here, we want to thank Lauren and Ben, who created an incredible website called riddiesandpuzzies.com. You're going to want to check that out. And that has all the puzzies and riddies that we've ever used on any episode.
And it's spoiler free, too. They have blotted out the answers to all of those. So you have to click on them to see the answers. So if you just want a recap or you're looking for an old riddle, thank you, Lauren and Ben. That
we had
is
a full meltdown on our group text.
Yeah,
Lauren
it was
about, when we
yeah, how
discovered
great it, was.
It. It's so thoughtful and cool and helpful.
People have been asking us to like post those riddles, and we've been kind of on the fence about it because we're like, oh, well, we don't want to spoil, you know, the enjoyment for other people who haven't heard it yet. But yeah, this is such a cool thing, and it's we didn't have to do it. So,
will we say that it's like the website's like a terrible AutoZone? And that it's spoiler free.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we would say that.
JPC, do you have anything to plug?
You know what? Yes, I would like to plug something that is very near and dear to my heart, which is Soynog.
Your ribs? Oh.
Yeah. Soynog or Almond Nog. It's only in stores for a limited time. It's much better than Eggnog. Eggnog tastes like trash, but I love the fake version. I don't know why. I've never liked Eggnog, but man, Soynog,
I
will buy
that every
year.
You're wearing a t-shirt that says Soynog, and you have $80 peeking out of your front pocket.
It's not brand. It's no brand. I'm not. It's not, I've I haven't been paid off by a brand of soy dog, just the concept of soy dog.
You're a bit of a soy boy.
Yeah, I'm a soy boy toy.
Hashtag soy boy.
but you can find this little soy boy on Twitter at JPSoFly, Instagram at SharkBarkman. You'll see a lot of my spaghetti themed Christmas pictures. But also, yeah, check out a show that we're all involved with. If you are ever in Chicago, come and see World News Tonight at I.O. every Saturday at 8 and 10:30.
I want to mention that we do have a lot of cool merch in our store at tpublic.com. We have a really cool new shirt recently added, art by Roland Coons. You can follow Roland Coons at Roland Coons on Twitter. Also, our wonderful logo created by Emily Cardamas and Emmeline Morris, so please check those out. We also want to thank all our hashtag Whittleware users, people who bought shirts, posted pictures on social media using the hashtag Whittleware. Some of those are at Comedy Nerd, at Slack Inferno, at Corrupted Gem, at St. Mia's Cathedral, Mia's Cathedral, at Antique Anger, at Unidark Warrior, at Fiona M. N. Young, at Mess Girl, Fiona and Mess Girl, which is our Fiona and Kelly, both dressed as Ritty Kitty for Halloween, which is how they used their hashtag Whittleware.
Oh, that's cool.
Cars and Pixies, Jane Trini 3, and R. Prasasio.
You got it right.
Is that right?
That's got to be right.
Great. And then there's also one here, Aaron, I don't know if this will ring a bell, Kathleen Keefe.
Mm-hmm.
Who dat?
That's my sister.
Your sister bought a shirt?
She bought a shirt.
She would wear?
Yeah, and she has a newborn baby.
This is Mitch's baby.
This is Mitch's baby. And yeah, so she's getting that shirt. All sorts of gross. All the body fluids are
yeah,
in that
shirt. Because the baby pooped in the shirt. She has to cook
so
the poop.
Soft. She like,
the
what?
Baby?
Yeah, yeah. The baby.
Aaron, my baby is so soft.
Aaron, you won't believe how soft my baby
like
is.
Like a pillow.
Aaron, anything to plug?
Yes. Follow me, Aaron Keefe 10 on Instagram, Aaron Keefe 2 on Twitter, which is still embarrassing.
Yep.
And I will post about shows and all sorts of other things there.
Aaron, do you remember that time that we went to sign off and you said something a little embarrassing? Boop, 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 boop.
Jupiter.
Boop, 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 boop. You remember that?
Yes. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.